What is so terrible about a married man having relations with an unmarried woman when all of our forefathers had concubines and other women whom they had relations with besides for their wife without being married to them? It is also true that the ban that was made on not having multiple wives had a certain time frame. Thanks for the great website, Yehoshua from New York. First of all, that which our forefathers had concubines was before the Torah was given. And the Rambam says very clearly, before the Torah was given, you didn't need the mitzvah of Kiddushin to have marriage, but one could live with a woman without marriage. Once the Torah was given, that was prohibited. And therefore, one cannot live with a woman without having a marriage. Even according to those opinions, that there is an idea of a pilegesh, some hold that only applies to a king. Others hold that a pilegesh is a woman who is married, just doesn't have a ksuba. And the rabbis prohibited living with a woman without a ksuba. Even a pilegesh is only where that woman is designated as your wife specifically, however, without kedushin. However, if she's a woman that lives with many men, then she is a kedesha, and that is a separate prohibition to live with a woman like that. Besides the fact that when a person gets married, his wife expects that he's not going to marry anyone else, besides the fact that it's prohibited, or live with anyone else. So it's a bein adam lechavero, it is a, one is being unfaithful to his wife by living with other women, besides the being unfaithful to God, by transgressing all these other prohibitions. And the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom, of not having more than one wife at a time, according to some, ended in the year 5000, and however, it's been accepted as a minig to continue it even after that.